Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Andrea, you grab that side. I'll grab this side and we'll stretch this dollar. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, welcome back and welcome to Money Savage Further. This is George Grombacher. Our guest today is Andrea Warrock. She is a nationally recognized money saving expert, speaker, media consultant, and returning guest. I'm excited to have you back on. Andrea, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yes, well, I am, as you said, a money-saving expert, but my personal life, I am a wife and a mom. I have two kids, three and under, two girls. My baby's actually just about to turn 11 months old. She's walking and running all around. And as a busy work-from-home mother, I know everything that families go through, I go through it, especially when it comes to budgeting and money and spending. And just as much as I try to save and stretch my own dollars, you know, I make mistakes as well. And so hopefully everything that I learn from my mistakes, I can share with other families out there and other consumers. And I'm just passionate about helping people save money and also hopefully, you know, prepare for the future so they can live their best life without stressing about finances. There's so many other things that we stress about. I really hope to alleviate at least one of those from your life.
Amen. I certainly appreciate that. And we were, I don't want to say commiserating, but or even checking out each other's notes, because like everybody knows it, my wife just gave birth, so we have a three week old, and I said, and how old is your little one? She said, well, geez, almost 11 months. I said, you got to be kidding me. So time flies, but.
Yes, it does. And right now you're in the thick of it. But before you know it, baby will be crawling around and you'll just think, where did that time go? So,
yeah, that is exactly right. It's all about working to set expectations. And we are coming into the holiday season. And like you said, we have so much stuff to be stressed out about and worried about. If we could get a better handle on money, I think that would be better for everybody. And I know that over the years, at certain times, it's either been myself or my family or other members of my family have not been in a great position where we wanted to spend a ton of money on gifts. So I wanted to get your take on that. What are your thoughts on that, and how can you communicate that to other members of your family?
Yes, I think that's so important to talk about. First of all, so many people get stressed out about holiday shopping. In fact, I saw a survey that said that 52% of consumers find the holidays to be such a big source of financial stress. And people are worried about coming up with money to buy great gifts, and they want to give the best gifts possible to the people they love. But what we overlook and we often forget about this time of year is that the holidays aren't about spending money and buying gifts and finding the best deals. It's really all about spending time with the people you love. So I would urge you to think about what the holidays mean to you and think about what your gift exchange process has been in the past and figure out if there are ways that you could change it to alleviate some of that financial stress. You may feel a little bit uncomfortable talking about it at first, but you'd be surprised to find that many family members will maybe feel the same way and they haven't stepped up to talk about it. So for instance, maybe instead of exchanging gifts with each family member, which becomes ridiculously expensive, yeah, Focus just on the little kids. And instead of just giving each of the little kids a gift, do a Secret Santa. That's what we do. Each family picks a name out of a hat and we'll give one gift to one child. So it's actually more of like each kid is giving another kid a gift. So you can think about that. Also with friends, coworkers, there's other things that you can do instead of exchanging gifts. Maybe it's spending time together. Maybe it's doing an activity. And that's even something that you can do with your family as well. That's really what the holidays are all about. So set those gift expectations, speak about it early ahead of the season so everyone gets on the same page. And like I said, I think you'll be surprised that everyone's going to support that idea.
Yeah, I think that's so important, is that if you feel like, if it's just a feeling, or if you're financially not in a place where you can buy a bunch of gifts, just letting people know that, because odds are, again, they may be feeling it right now, or they probably felt it in the past. So people will totally understand and they'll be supportive. It's just a matter of, you know, saying, hey, listen, I'm excited to spend the holidays with you, but we're not in a position to be able to buy presents for everybody. Would it be all right if we did a Secret Santa or just did an activity instead? So I love that.
And I think that's so important, because for some families, that may be the difference of being able to travel somewhere and spend time with their loved mm-hmm. ones. If they're not buying gifts, then maybe they can afford some of those other travel costs. So I definitely would recommend that. And as we're talking about this, you know, just reframing, not just focusing on the financial aspects, but what really the holidays mean to you guys as a whole family is something that, you know, hopefully you're just going to change the culture of gift giving in the future.
Yeah, that's such a, yeah, that's 100% right. It's really frame what is it that's really most important about the holidays for you and your family. So I think that that's great. And obviously, probably being proactive as opposed to waiting until the last minute is usually a pretty good idea. So you have thoughts on that?
Yes. So, okay, now we're going to switch gears and talk about actually buying gifts, because yes. It is inevitable to, you know, you're going to buy some gifts for your kids. I know for myself, I always say my child doesn't need any more toys, but there's no better joy to see them open up something that they've wanted so badly on Christmas morning or whatever holiday that you're celebrating. So what I always recommend doing is starting to shop earlier in the season. This offers a couple different benefits. Not only does it alleviate that stress that you might feel in December when you're trying to just get everything done at once. I know for myself, I'm busy with work. So when I wait to shop for gifts or just prepare my home and decorate my tree, if I wait to do everything till December, I'm just so stressed out. You don't want to be anywhere near me. So, you know, that's one reason why you might want to get a head start on it. But also, there's some financial benefits to it. It really helps you manage your cash flow better. So for a lot of people, they're waiting until that last paycheck of the year to buy all their gifts. And that's when they end up relying on a credit card and perhaps charging more than they can really afford to pay off, getting in debt and then carrying a balance. And of course, as we know, that means racking up interest fees and potentially maybe some late fees and just putting yourself in a deeper financial hole. So if you just shop, maybe buying one little thing here and there, you can spread out those purchases and alleviate that financial stress. And I also find that it's almost like a forced savings plan, because a lot of people are bad at saving money, or they just, you know, just don't have the motivation to do it. But this way, if you're just buying that $25 gift every other week, it's almost the same effect as it would be putting that money into a savings account.
Yeah, I think that that's excellent advice right there. And I, for the vast majority of my life, I've always waited to the last minute, and then would definitely 9 times out of 10 use credit cards to buy gifts. So once I eventually got married and became a mature human being, because my wife made right. me, we actually budget in saving for holiday gifts. So if you're in that spot, great. But if not, then yes, do exactly what Andrea has been talking about and spread it out. And so it's not just all in the last month. So I appreciate that.
Definitely. Yes. And I don't know if you've been watching the headlines, but retailers are starting to release earlier Black Friday deals than ever. Now, maybe they're not as deep of a discount as Black Friday, but they're certainly really great sales. So, you know, there are plenty of opportunities to save even ahead of Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yeah, no, it's a matter of keeping your eyes open. So, all right. Exactly. And then I think, you know, talking about growing families and travel and all the costs associated with that, it's amazing to me how people with big families afford it. But do you have tips or thoughts on how to get good travel deals or manage that?
Right, exactly. So when it comes to travel, first of all, I always recommend that the sooner you book your flights or even hotel rooms, the better off you're going to be, because prices are just going to get even more expensive. But the other thing that you really want to think about is using your airline miles from a credit card an airline miles credit card. So right now you could take advantage of a new sign up bonus. Maybe that's offering 50,000 airline miles. I know I was able to get that kind of a great deal with my United Mileage Plus card. I see those types of offers with American Airlines, Southwest credit cards, whatever it might be. So look out for those. Now, just keep in mind that you have to spend a certain amount of money, maybe within the first couple of months, to qualify for those miles. But those can go a long way in getting you and your family free flights. In fact, I just flew to Italy with my husband, and we flew for free using our airline miles. Every time I go to New York for the holidays, I'm able to get a free flight for my child and husband. I usually pay for my own flight because I end up doing something for work, so it's a tax expense. But we can really travel far by using those airline miles. So I really recommend that you look into a credit card like that. And if you are savvy and know how to manage your credit card, you could open up a couple different cards to really maximize those travel benefits. And you can rack up extra rewards this time of year with a little extra savvy use, credit card use. So what I would recommend doing is, if you have a group gift, offer to purchase that group gift and ask people to send you cash through an online transfer payment app. Or maybe you are going out for a dinner or sharing an Uber or whatever it is. Offering to cover those expenses with your credit card is a great way to kind of rack up those rewards faster without actually having to pay for those rewards, as long as you're actually getting the money from your family and friends.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. And of course, making sure that you are not rolling over the balances. Everybody who listens to the show understands that I'm a huge fan of credit cards. Unless you use them appropriately, which is what you're talking about doing. And if you're able to do that, the points are amazing. There's no two ways about that. So
exactly. And one thing I just want to throw out there that I forgot to mention was that it seems that credit card companies are kind of releasing these new bonus reward categories periodically. Maybe it's on a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, whatever it is. You need to sign up to receive these alerts, but also you actually will be required to go into your online account and opt into those bonus categories for a lot of these different credit cards. So just make sure that you're looking out for these offers, because sometimes it's for the things that you're buying on a daily basis, like groceries, gas, or certain restaurants that you frequent often. So you may as well benefit from those extra, points per dollar spent.
Got it. And is there a rule of thumb for the best time to buy a flight or to shop for a flight?
Yes, there is. So typically, I suggest 6 to 8 weeks before your desired departure date. That is the best time to buy your flight for the best prices. If you buy it earlier, it doesn't mean you're going to be, saving. You're not going to be paying more, but you might miss out on these little bit of flight price dips. So I like to wait just about 2 months before I'm heading out. But also, the day of the week that you shop for a flight, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, historically, you'll notice cheaper prices. I think it's mostly because the number of people shopping and going online to shop for flights dips. And so that's when you'll see a bit of a boost in the discount offerings as well. So you want to think about that. But when it comes to the holidays, those typical rules are thrown out the window. So get on booking those flights and hotels ASAP.
Probably sooner rather than later, for sure. Nice. So now that we've got, and I shouldn't say that, it's been going on for quite some time, but now that we do have the new baby, and it seems like there's always a new box of clothes being brought into the house that's been hiding somewhere, and another one going out, or there's somebody coming to the house and buying or selling something, and all these different ways to resell stuff. It's pretty amazing. My wife's done an awesome job, and I've used it as well. Things like the Facebook Marketplace. But just wanted to get your thoughts on selling unused items or technology, stuff like that.
Exactly. Yes. And this is the perfect time to do it. If you've needed some motivation to declutter, use the holiday season as a time to really put that fire under your rear end. We know that people have so many items that they're not using in their home. It could be old baby items, like, I have now. You need all your old baby items.
I
but
do.
Old baby items, toys your kids are no longer playing with. Chances are you could find a box that, you could just snag when they're not looking to sell. Old appliances, your own clothing, and tech. In fact, there was a survey by eBay that found that the average consumer has two smartphones phones that they're not using at home. I do recommend maybe holding on to one as an insurance backup. So instead of paying a monthly insurance fee, this way, if something happens to your device, you can have a replacement without spending any money. But selling all these items is a great way to boost your income, because no matter how much you're cutting back, some people still just have these tight budgets and just don't have enough cash to find that wiggle room to pay for holiday travel, to, you know, pay for those few gifts that they want to buy or whatever it is, or maybe extra babysitting services to go to their company party. So selling your items online, there's so many sites. You mentioned Facebook Marketplace, which I love because I like that social aspect where I could check someone's profile to know who I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. Plus, they make it super easy by using the Messenger app where you can just reply really quickly, and they have these like pre-filled reply forms already. There's also OfferUp, Let Go. There's ThreadUp.com, which is a site for selling women's clothing and children's clothing. Now, you don't make as much money with that site, but they make it super easy because they send you a clean-out bag. So instead of you having to post pictures and actually manage each listing, they will just take the bag of items that you sent them and do all the selling for you and will take a portion of the sale. But an easy way to sell stuff. So, you know, take some time to look around your home. Now, this can be an overwhelming process. So break it up into a few different days. One day you could spend looking and pulling all your different items, separate them per category and figure out which sites you want to post on, and then take some pictures. And then the last day you can spend, writing out the details and actually submitting the sales. Now, if you do an auction site like eBay, I would just recommend that you post or schedule the sale to go live when people are typically shopping. And that might be in the evening, sometime between 5 and 9 p.m. Eastern.
Got it. I love it. And that is a very real thing. If you've not tried to do the things that Andrea just talked about, you can make a good amount of money, and certainly every little bit does help this time of year. So, well, if it's not reselling stuff that we're not using anymore, you can always get a side hustle.
Yes. And, you know, that's obviously such a popular trend, especially in the personal finance community. But we're seeing so many more consumers really looking into different options for boosting their income, even stay-at-home moms who are looking for a way to make some extra money without really interfering with, taking care of their kids. And there are so many things that you can do, even if you have a busy day job. You don't have to give up nights and weekends to work a retail job or pick up these demanding clients that ends up taking away all your free time. There are flexible things and flexible side hustles that you could do that really work within your schedule and kind of you could do from home effortlessly. So one that I find is really fun is dog sitting. Through Rover.com, they say you can earn up to $1,000 a month by just dog sitting in your own home, and you make your own schedule. So you just decide which nights and weekends really work for you. Of course, if you have a dog or kids, you can schedule a meetup in advance with the pet that you're going to be babysitting to make sure that it's the right fit. But an easy way to make money. You can also double your side hustle earning potential while you're dog sitting. You could do some freelance work. So if you're a web designer, maybe you have some social media marketing strategies, look at Flex Jobs or Upwork to find some freelance gigs. Or you can even just do something like taking online surveys. This you could do through Swagbucks or Survey Junkie. You're not earning a tremendous amount of points, but enough to maybe earn a few gift cards that you could then redeem towards holiday shopping later this season. And if you think about just sitting on your couch or watching your kids playing or commuting to and from work on a train or even waiting for to take off at the airport, you have so much downtime that you can take those surveys even on your phone.
Amazing. $1,000 a month watching somebody else's dog. I love that.
Why not? Yeah. Someone who's always wanted a pet but didn't want to take on those pet expenses. Why not make some money while you have some fun time with someone else's loving dog?
I was literally visualizing in my head a bunch of dogs running around in the side yard of my backyard. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm training your kids for sure.
Yes. Yeah. That's maybe not a terrible idea. Anyway. Something that popped into my mind in advance of our conversation today, knowing you were going to come on. And so I thought, how big of an industry is wrapping paper and greeting cards? Because, man, that is a pet peeve of mine, and it's kind of a weird thing. I don't like spending $4 or $5 on a card. And I researched it. It's over $15 billion, Andrea. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
yes.
Well, that's got to be a pretty easy way to save money right there, is to maybe wrap your paper differently or wrap the gifts and make your own cards. That's a pretty simple thing.
Yes, it is. I mean, when I go to a store like Target or whatever retailer I'm going at, and I look at the greeting cards, I've actually conditioned myself that I don't even go to buy any cards there.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, to spend $7 on a greeting card, that's crazy to me. I mean, the note, what you write inside the card is definitely really special for someone's special celebration. Maybe. But you can write that on any kind of paper. It doesn't have to be an expensive card. So the dollar store, I always make a trip to the dollar store every couple of months and stock up on cards for the different celebrations that I have coming up. And, you know, you're looking at buying two cards for a dollar. So they're 50 cents each. And a lot of them are great. There may be just discontinued styles that, you know, greeting card companies are no longer selling at mass retailers.
Yeah, I think that's a huge one right there. So, well, Andrea, thank you so much for coming on again. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Yes, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be on the show. Everyone can follow me at AndreaWarrock.com. You can also find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Keep it really simple, Andrea Warrock. That's where I'm at, and I'm posting daily savings tips and strategies. You can also check out my most recent articles that I write for various personal finance and lifestyle sites, as well as all the TV segments that I do throughout the year, especially leading up to the holiday season.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Andrea your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to AndreaWarroch.com. Check out all the great resources that she has. Thank you again, Andrea.
Thank you so much for having me on, and good luck with your littlest one.
Well, thank you. Yes. Every little bit helps. So.
Yeah.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving, and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course, and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.